Here are Kool and the Gang.
With over 70 million albums sold and a history that extends over four decades, Kool and the Gang is familiar to most. Perhaps not as widely known is Lackawanna native Sean McQuiller, who joins tonight's class of inductees into the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame, 21 years after joining Kool and the Gang.
I was on tour with a local band right here from Buffalo. Three guys from Lackawanna, three guys from Buffalo, and a young lady from Buffalo. We called ourselves Traffic Jam. We played states and did shows in Canada. And then we was fortunate enough to do an international tour, which we did 3 months in Singapore and 3 months in Japan. But while in Singapore, we were the opening act for Kool and the Gang. And after the show, their manager approached me and said they saw some things in me they were feeling about me.
Right.
And we got to talking, and just to make a long story short, I ended up getting with Kool and the Gang.
That started a relationship that has kept Sean McQuiller traveling around the world, playing guitar and singing the many familiar songs of Kool and the Gang.
It's really amazing with all the traveling that we do that we can go places where English is not the first language, but they know the songs. Maybe they can't speak English, but they can say Celebration. They're people who have been fans of Kool and the Gang for years. So that's an awesome feeling to do as much traveling as we do internationally, and to get that much love all over the world is really great.
Kool and the Gang has kept Sean McQuiller traveling all over the world. In fact, he just returned from Japan late Sunday night, coming home to Lackawanna, in the town where his father spent 45 years of his working life at Bethlehem Steel.
Jungle Boogie was at a time before they had a lead vocalist. That's when they were more like a band and they were doing all the vocals themselves, you know. But that was a huge album for them. That was one of my favorite albums by Kool and the Gang back at that time.
With the bass booming and the horns blasting, it's easy to get wrapped up in Kool and the Gang's R&B best. But as a young guitarist, Sean McQuiller was paying attention elsewhere.
I just listen to a lot of people. Okay. No one particular person, you know. I did find that coming up, I did find that I was really turned on by rock and roll guitarists.
Really?
Because they were able to really get into that guitar, you know. And that's the kind of playing I wanted to do.
Kool and the Gang's recent tour with Van Halen offered a close-up chance to watch and listen to the guitar of Eddie Van Halen, whose rock and roll virtuosity, McQuiller says, cannot be described, other than to say he might be the best there ever was. When the tour played at Buffalo's First Niagara Center, it gave Sean McQuiller what he calls one of the highlights of his career, performing in front of his hometown crowd. And now tonight, Sean McQuiller appears in front of his hometown again when he's inducted into the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame.
That's the equivalent to a Grammy. This is from my hometown. I mean, for me to look out and see people from my hometown, Lackawanna, people I know from Buffalo, different musicians and producers and vocalists that I've worked with over the years, that's going to be a great feeling.
So when Sean McQuiller heads into the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame tonight, it will be the latest success in a career that most dream about, one that provides fame and fans and offered a chance to settle anywhere. But he and his wife have stayed in Lackawanna, raising three children. And that may be, in the end, the best reason for celebration. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.